A bombshell article about the events of January 6th has been reverberating all week in Washington. The piece in Rolling Stone suggests a few Republican lawmakers were in on the planning, though they deny it. The event in question is the rally at the White House Ellipse, which preceded the violence at the Capitol. The article cites two unnamed organizers, and let's talk now to reporter Hunter Walker. He was on the scene that day, and he wrote the piece for Rolling Stone. Hi, Hunter.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Now, you spoke directly with two sources that you say are cooperating with the investigators here. What can you tell us about who they are and why they would want to cooperate?
So these are two individuals who I have independently verified were involved in planning the main rally on the White House Ellipse on January 6th. That's the one where President Trump spoke and encouraged his supporters to march to the Capitol. They also helped organize some of the events designed to protest the election results that were held around the country in the lead up to that dark day. And as to your question of why they might be cooperating, you know, subpoenas have gone out, requests for document have gone out. So there's clear legal jeopardy here. And I think, you know, a lot of the organizers of these events have some motivation to start to come forward and cooperate.
And these sources you're talking to, who do they say was involved in the planning of this January 6th rally?
They said that in their work on all of these events, including the ones around the country, they participated in, quote unquote, dozens of briefings with sitting members of Congress. And they also said they were regularly interfacing with Katrina Pearson, a former Trump campaign official, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. And these planning briefings were essentially designed to, you know, first off, they said, exchange and solicit, quote unquote, evidence of supposed election fraud. They were also talking about the objection on the House floor. And this is what was going on January 6th. Inside the Capitol, Republicans were attempting to derail and object to the electoral certification. And they said that the members of Congress were helping them, you know, identify what they saw as, quote unquote, persuadable senators and pick their home states as locations for rallies.
Now, there were two events in D.C. that day, the rally on the Ellipse by the White House and, of course, the chaos at the Capitol. Was there a plan, as far as you know, for demonstrators to be at the Capitol building?
There was also an event that was dubbed the, quote unquote, wild protest. And that was scheduled for the steps of the Capitol as the certification was underway. And I should note that multiple members of Congress that were named by these sources were billed as speakers at that wild protest. What these sources told me is that, you know, they had raised concerns, particularly with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, that this wild protest was a risky event. They felt it was dangerous to take people who were so upset about the electoral certification and bring them right to the foot of the Capitol as it was underway.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. Your reporting is suggesting that for this planned event on the steps of the Capitol, Mark Meadows, the White House Chief of Staff, was apprised of this, and he knew that some people involved were worried that this could get out of control?
That is what my sources claim. And I want to be clear that, you know, this isn't just allegations from these two sources. I independently verified that both of these sources were in contact with Congressman Paul Gosar and also with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert on January 6th. I should note that along with the revelation about Meadows, their other major new allegation is that Gosar dangled the possibility of a pardon in an unrelated ongoing investigation in an effort to encourage them to participate in planning these events. And according to them, Gosar actually indicated he spoke with President Trump in the Oval about that potential pardon.
And just to be clear, is anything in your reporting suggesting that there was a planned break-in into the Capitol?
What they say is that, you know, they were planning to be part of objecting to the certification of those results. They wanted to do this on the Ellipse in sort of a public trial, but they did not want an event on the side of the Capitol. They wanted to keep it to a nonviolent protest at the Ellipse. And, you know, they described themselves as being livid and literally cursing when President Trump started to tell people to march to the Capitol. Because according to them, in all of the planning, that was not supposed to be part of the program.
Now, Hunter, you were there that day at the Ellipse in the Capitol, I gather. As you look back on what you're reporting and as you look back on that day, what do you think was happening? How did it feel?
To me, it was the most dangerous event I have ever covered. You know, in a historical sense, every analog we have for the ransacking of a capital, for the prevention of a peaceful transfer of power in an election, is an extremely dark one. And I frankly, since then, have been shocked how little attention has been paid to January 6th and how much we've been essentially as a society glossing over the clear financial and political infrastructure that helped make that day happen. And I've really tried to focus my recording on bringing as much as I can about what caused that day to light.
All right, that's Hunter Walker, who reported the story for Rolling Stone. Thanks, Hunter.
Thanks for having me.